Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
We're listening to Money FM 89.3. Well, gender biases remain prevalent in the Asia-Pacific workplace. Currently, only 18.5% of research positions in South and West Asia are held by women, especially in science, technology, engineering and math fields, otherwise known as STEM, as S-T-E-M. However, as a region, especially here in Singapore, focuses on moving digital transformation forward, the demand for IT specialists in blockchain, compliance and continuous integration and artificial intelligence has increased by 20% in the past year. And to cater for this demand, it is pertinent that professionals across genders work towards upgrading their skills in this field. In fact, a recent survey by HubSpot found that 74% of Singapore IT workers felt the increasing need to remain technologically relevant. Well, we speak to Annalise Schultz, the president for Asia Pacific and Japan, Software AG, around closing the gender gap in technology. Well, Annalise, tell us, what are your experiences like as a woman in the tech space?
Hi, Bernard. Well, thanks for having me today. I think answering your question right away, it's an amazing opportunity today for a female to work in the tech space. I do come from a very different background. I have been not intended to be working in tech throughout my career. Mm-hmm. But in fact, I studied and majored in business administration and finance. And I must admit that the opportunities that I got presented throughout my career working in tech has been truly phenomenal. Two things I would like to highlight. One thing, surely, I had an amazing opportunity to work in an international context throughout my entire career in tech. The ability to work with different parties, customers and partners out there in the world, truly interconnected world today, is an amazing booster, I think, for people that like to challenge themselves and to grow through diversity and inclusion. And the other element is, as technology is touching all of our lives day to day, I think it's an amazing opportunity for everyone in around the world to actually be connected and to feel associated to the change that is happening to our society, leveraging technology at firsthand, working for a software company.
Mm-hmm. So should gender diversity in the tech industry be a key priority across APAC, I mean, especially here in Singapore?
Oh, I absolutely believe so, Bernard. I think, there's a lot of, obviously, analyst report where you can find proof points about the efficiency boost as well as the growth opportunity that lies in actually working and establishing diverse working cultures. And I believe Singapore by itself has been obviously at the forefront of offering, people like myself, foreigners, and Singaporeans alike, opportunity to find ground, a common ground for innovation, to drive innovation and to progress the world through joining forces here in Singapore. Now, especially diversity in the sense of gender, I think, has been in the forefront of technology companies like Software AG for a long time. I think we've getting used to younger crowds leading companies around the world. Look at Mark Zuckerberg, a young CEO, obviously known around the world and a role model by himself. But also female inclusion has been on the top of mind of many executives and many tech companies. So I think gender, part of a bigger diversity play, definitely is of relevancy in Singapore and has been acknowledged by many companies as an important pillar of their growth strategy.
Mm-hmm. So what then are some of the challenges faced in supporting women technologists and leading efforts to kind of build an inclusive tech ecosystem?
I think I'd like to start to mention that obviously people still today have sometimes a big respect for working in tech, especially females. Somehow the area of working in tech is associated to be a development, the requirement to code, to be really techy. And that sometimes makes female talent to shy away from the opportunity that lies within the tech industry. However, I believe that when you start to broaden the horizon of the opportunity in various functions that and roles that you can play in tech industry, all of these concerns should go away. But I think really broadening the horizon of what roles there are today in the tech industry, I think it's worthwhile to explore and not to narrow working in tech to being a developer. Mm-hmm. That's probably one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The second point, I believe, is definitely that there needs to be continuous efforts in the space of education, schooling, as well as obviously university programs to make sure that the possibilities within tech, only at an early stage, are encouraged and presented to talent in the market. I think approaching the whole subject playful and, you know, making obviously, as Singapore does already today, technology is part of the curriculum, as part of the way to learn, as part of to embrace the change happening around us are definitely important aspects to overcome the challenge of feeling probably overwhelmed by technology. And this, by the way, it's not specific to any gender, but definitely female tend to shy away from that challenge.
Mm-hmm. And talk to us about the actions that businesses are taking to kind of get more women in the senior management roles.
Yeah, I think especially in senior roles in tech, I guess we have still room for improvement when it comes to making sure that we have better diversity in the leadership ranks. We just did recently an assessment here at Software GATJ, and we're coming very close to a 50-50 share in our leadership functions across the region, which I feel very proud of. It's definitely setting an example in terms of how inclusive and diverse cultures are created. And I think the way to approach it is definitely from a starting point of recruitment to really make it a priority to allow for recruitment to include prospects and talent with different gender background. Especially in tech, that might mean that you have to plan for a little bit more time. It is sometimes hard to find that ready-made talent waiting for you to join the company and being female in tech. But I believe if you make it a priority, you have a good chance to do this. Okay. So this is definitely one important piece, recruitment and making sure that you invest in time and effort to realize the potential in the market.
Mm-hmm. Can you share with us some of the best practices for organizations to work on better gender diversity in IT, especially in the APAC region as well?
I mean, looking at Software G, but other companies I'm following as well, you can see that they have not only invested in talent with the female gender background in their workforce, but they're also using the power of diversity gender in creating role models across the ranks that actually articulate the opportunity that lies for all backgrounds to actually play a role in tech. So definitely establishing role models, creating communities within your own organization, but also engaging external communities around the subject of gender diversity. Giving people assistance, right, throughout the journey. I think as we would experience all of we were younger, we went through probably times where we were questioning our path to grow and there were obstacles probably along the way. And I believe female can support other females to embark on a career path in tech. So I do like engaging communities that are facilitated on the subject of gender diversity, meeting young talent out there, understanding their concerns and demystifying some of the probably perceived objections they have to really get going and exploring the opportunity working in tech. So community build, role modeling is definitely an important piece.
Well, we're speaking to Annalise Schultz, President for Asia Pacific and Japan, Software AG, right here on Money FM 89.3. Well, with that, what were some of the rewards of working in the modern tech industry right now?
Well, I think working in tech allows you to be really in the epicenter of change on the way that we live today in this world. So the opportunity to actually experience technology, to touch technology that now is embedded in our day-to-day lives today and is going to be even more relevant tomorrow is an amazing opportunity to grow and enrich your life and truly, I think, have an impact on a society in the future of our world. I think this is an extremely position to be in. The second opportunity I see, as I touched upon that earlier, is the opportunity around mobility. I have enjoyed myself a lot working in tech and having the opportunity to not only work in diverse cultures, but I did relocate 7 years back from Germany to Tokyo and went from there to Singapore. And the experience that I gained through living in different cultures and working in different cultures has been an amazing journey with Software AG, and I believe other tech companies offer similar experience to their staff.
And a large portion of all the new jobs in the future will obviously be in technology, and Singapore is no exception as well. So how big of an impact might this be for women in tech moving forward?
I think there is definitely an increasing demand, especially if you realize that tech is not limited to companies that produce software or produce hardware or implement solutions. But tech is really everywhere. Many of my big clients that I'm working with here in the regions, in the banking, insurance, telco, manufacturing place, have really huge developer teams. So they produce technology themselves for their own purposes. So tech is really everywhere. And I think this is why organizations that are traditionally associated to maybe banking services or insurance services or telco services are making it a big point as part of their enablement path for their employees to be exposed to technology, to use technology, and to demystify technology, because technology is everywhere and it's made for everyone to use.
Mm-hmm. And how else do you think we can maintain the momentum of gender parity going into the future?
I think it has to come both ways, right? On the one hand side, there's obviously an obligation and a need from the government to engage in facilitation of programs, as in educational programs, enablement programs for young people out there to embrace technology and allow this opportunity to be relevant for them. It has to be nurtured from the very early start of going to schools and universities. But at the same time, there is a requirement for tech companies like ours to ensure that we, you know, set ourselves for challenging roles and making sure that diversity is part of the agenda of our growth strategy is continuously encouraged, and specific programs are set up within then the organization as well to ensure that we give gender diversity a priority when it comes to board meetings and other leadership meetings to drive the agenda forward. I think from my experience at Software AG, really this driver's seat from the top and role modeling from the top is definitely an important aspect. Our CEO, Sanjay Brahmawar, is an amazing leader to work for, but also he comes from a multicultural background, relatively young CEO, and leads a German software company. So all of these things are possible. So the boundaries remain in our minds.
Mm-hmm. So Annalise, you are a president for Asia Pacific and Japan at Software AG. Talk to us more about Software AG. I mean, how do you put in place the mantra of diversity and inclusivity into practice?
Sure. So Software AG obviously is a software producing company, 50 years in business. So we have quite heritage, we'd like to say, around the world and in Asia now, 20 years in different locations, different times. But Singapore was one of the first that we landed. And one of the things that we've seen is obviously making sure that we have diverse, inclusive environments is important. So we've been driving different campaigns within the Software AG organization. One being, for example, Be Your Best You. So it's a campaign around the value principles of Software AG. And we like to encourage talent to actually engage in those different campaigns and different programs in order to lead the way. One of these programs is an APJ culture team that we created recently to foster some of these programs from the teams for the teams in 2020. And I'm very proud that one of our team members is leading this initiative, a female who brings herself into the mix in order to generate exciting ideas and programs throughout the region. So I think these initiatives are really important, giving people opportunity outside of their functions that they day-to-day operate on in order to contribute in a different capacity, to showcase their talent, to explore their strengths, and to leverage more energy in the team and engage everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking to Annalise Schultz, a president for Asia Pacific and Japan, Software AG, right here on Money FM 89.3. Thank you very much for your time, Annalise.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bernard.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.